An interagency incident management team has taken over a fire burning on the Spokane Indian Reservation. The wildfire spread rapidly onto tribal land, but response hasn't kept up with the pace of the blaze. Correspondent Emily Schwing has more.
Strong winds spread the fire fast enough to force an initial attack crew to flee.
I mean, the fires were just so intense that they had to get out of them.
Monica Tenaskit is the Spokane Tribe's acting executive director. She says the first firefighting crews worked 36 hours straight. Support has mostly come from Indian country. Colville and Kalispell members are fighting fire. The Coeur d'Alenes and Muckleshoots are providing supplies.
Our sister tribes know, I think they have the same type of deep connection with their land and with their people.
State Emergency Management Director Robert Azell says the Department of Natural Resources sent 150 firefighters.
They're doing everything that they possibly can to stop the fire on the reservation.
I just haven't seen that. I haven't seen that many people out here.
According to Tenaskit and the tribe's fire management officer, only 100 firefighters were on the ground by Tuesday evening. So why the discrepancy? Well, tribal land is sovereign, so there are questions about jurisdiction and about who pays the bills. At the same time Tuesday, Washington DNR reported more than 550 firefighters responding to two fires on either end of Spokane, roughly 50 miles south. Those fires claimed 12 homes in all, compared to 13 lost on the reservation. In Wahlponet, I'm Emily Schwing reporting.